the extent of sewage releases. Figures show South Morton pumping station near Wallingford has released sewage into Millbrook for at least 712 hours over the past 3 months. The figures measure sewage releases up to Thursday of last week. Many other sites around the county have also been putting waste into waterways, with Oxford Treatment Works releasing sewage for 335 hours straight. Heavy rains and accompanying floods have caused issues for drainage and sewage systems across the county with an online tracking tool for waste, sewagemap.co.uk, showing the extent of the dumping. It comes as new research revealed antibiotic-resistant bacteria in county waterways. The study led by Index Microbiology said the highest concentrations of extended-spectrum lactamase-producing bacteria were detected near major sewage outfalls. Thames Water said it appreciates how much waterways are loved, but said others were also responsible for what went into the rivers. A Thames Water spokesperson said, "Farming, industry, road runoff, wildlife and increasingly extreme weather also play a role in river health." It said its sewage plants are regulated by the Environment Agency and that it complied with the regulations set. This is despite the Oxford Sewage Treatment Works, the largest in the county, pumping waste into the River Thames for 335 hours straight up to Thursday of last week. Over the past 3 months, it has put a combined 772 hours into the river system, with other large treatment works reporting similar figures. Banbury Works has put waste into the River Cherwell for a combined 595 hours over the past 3 months, while Didcot has been pumping for 610 hours into Moorditch, and Bicester has been dumping waste into Langford Brook for a total of 759 hours. Over the past 3 months, Tame Works has been dumping waste for a total of 900 hours into Lash Lake Stream. Whitney Water Treatment Works released sewage into the town's Kerbridge Ditch for at least 484 hours. Carterton has clocked up 648 hours into Shillbrook, and Abington has put 280 hours worth of waste into Odhay Hill Ditch. Numerous other stations have also been putting waste into waterways, although some have performed better. The treatment works at Henley has not dumped any waste into Fawley Court Stream over the past 3 months. Thames Water said it had been particularly wet over the past 2 months, and as a result, there have been storm overflows in its network. A spokesperson said, "We understand that all untreated discharges, even when permitted, are unacceptable. However, it's important to remember the sewage system was historically designed this way to prevent sewage backing up into people's homes. Taking action to improve the health of our rivers is a key focus for us, and over the next 5 years, we are delivering the most significant upgrade to the wastewater network in 150 years.